I want to give you a little hint about tomorrow night, because it is Rosh Hashanah, and it's not the message for tonight, but I just wanted to give you what the Jewish tradition says about Rosh Hashanah. It actually, in their tradition, marks the anniversary of the creation of the world. You say, God created the world in September? Why not? It's also called, the phrase Rosh Hashanah literally translated, the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah occurs on the first and second day of the Hebrew month of Tishri, which usually falls sometimes in September or October of the secular calendar. As the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah is a celebratory holiday. And there are also deeper spiritual meanings tied to the holiday, etc., etc. It's also going to mean that the year 5775 starts tomorrow night at sundown. So now if you'll close your eyes and say, God, prepare me for this new year. Give me salvation and healing to a higher level for 5775. Hallelujah. I want to take you to Revelations chapter 4. And I was pressed to use the Amplified, because the word that came was the word repentance. And the word repentance, sometimes to most people, it means crying and sobbing and making a whole pile of gestures that you're ashamed or fearful or whatever. It really is change your mind. That's what it is. To really be repentant of is to get a new attitude. So Revelations chapter 4, verse 1. After this I looked, and lo, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard addressed to me the calling of a war trumpet. Isn't that cool? Tomorrow is the feast of trumpets. And said, come up here and I will show you what must take place in the future. Most Christians think only about yesterday. They're not focused on tomorrow. But we are. At once I came under the Holy Spirit's power, and lo, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there appeared like the crystalline brightness of jasper and the fiery sardius. And encircling the throne there was a halo that looked like a rainbow of emeralds. 24 other thrones surrounded the throne, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders and the members of the heavenly Sanhedrin, arrayed in white clothing with crowns of gold upon their heads. And out of the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne seven blazing torches burned, which are the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit. And I could go on. My prayer for this new year, for each of us, is not to be focused on all the things in the natural. Because anybody can do that. The average believer, even the unbeliever, focuses on all the circumstances of the news and all the circumstances of their aches and pains and problems in families. How many have family problems? I don't know a family who doesn't. But you can change your mind. So I'd like to give you a couple of points about repentance. If you want to see it from Isaiah's point of view, you look at verse 22, verse 12. The Lord Almighty, called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and put on sackcloth. That's usually the only description that I heard when I was growing up about repentance. Ashes on your head, crying for 3 months, hoping to get over it, but that was about it. Ezekiel 18:31. Ezekiel 18:31 says, rid yourself of all the offenses you have committed. Now that's a whole different meaning. Get rid of all of the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Woo! Why will you die, O house of Israel? Hosea 14:2. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously that we may offer the fruit of our lips. That's a new heart. That's a new attitude. Amen? Joel 2:12. Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. That one's a little bit related to the old, but it still says to return. Matthew 3:2. And saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, that's a whole different concept. To repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, is really all about chapter 4 of Revelations, going higher. The kingdom of heaven is in the heavenlies. It's not in the earth, where all the dirt and crubby stuff is all over the place with infections and diseases and sickness. And, you know, I get so tired of the commercials. If you have a problem, take this pill. If you have that problem, take that pill. And I'm not against pills. But how many enjoy those commercials? Put your hand up if you enjoy them. How many get turned off by the commercials? Because they're trying to get you hooked. And even if you don't have a problem, by the time you get sick of listening to them, you have a problem. Because it's depressing. It's reminding you of everything that's wrong with you. Yes or no? How do you get a new heart out of that? Oh, I got another pill. Oh, I got another prescription. Thank God I have insurance. What attitude is that? Which kingdom are you following? Yeah. Stay away from it as best you can, all right? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with medicine. Luke 13:2. Jesus answered, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? What is he trying to make them aware of? Get out of your thoughts. Verse 3, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. In other words, don't follow the pattern that's been before you. Don't follow the traditions of your people. If they're not believers, you need to walk away from those thought patterns. Acts 3:19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, not from your thoughts, but from the Lord. Get his opinion about what's going on in your life. Acts 8:22. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Notice it's a thought in your heart. You know why people don't get healed? Thoughts. thoughts. I was so bad that I know God is punishing me. You say, where do you get that one from? I heard it with my own ears. They believed that they had been that bad that God was punishing them. And I remember the person who was teaching that night had said, if your father and your mother corrected you with a broken leg to straighten you out, would that be a godly thing? And they all shook their heads. No, our father and our mother would not break our leg because they love us. Well, if your heavenly father loves you that much that he would break your leg, why is it that you feel that he's the one that's causing this problem in you? Get a new thought pattern. Get a new attitude. Repent from where your thoughts have been and come to the new. Go higher. Amen? That door in the heavenlies is where? Available to you anytime you quiet down. If you take quiet time before the Lord and you begin to worship Him and you begin to close your eyes and you cry out to Him to change your mind, change your thoughts, change your way of acting and reacting, what's going to happen? You will change. I had a press tonight to pray. I prayed for a person and this was the word. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3. Change the words, make it your prayer. And you'll discover that God is not angry with you. Acts 17:30. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. He's commanding you to change your mind about who you are and about where He's taking you for 57:75. So it will be interesting. 57:75. Pretty good number, huh?
When I wrote that down, 57:75.
Yep.
5 means grace. So grace is the beginning, grace is at the end, and 77 is perfection.
Yeah.
And completion in the middle.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It is cool. Now close your eyes. Say, Father, with your help. And a lot of grace. I'm going to get completed. From the beginning of grace to the end of grace.
More completion
of me in the likeness of Him who set us down. To get a new idea. New thoughts about ourselves. Godly thoughts.
Loving thoughts.
Compassionate thoughts. Healing thoughts. In Jesus. I am healed.
In Him.
I am free. In Him I'm righteous.
Because of the
blood.
Hallelujah.
I've got a new attitude.
And
I'm ready for the new year.
Amen.
Amen.